course, the form of service and ritual to do with funerals is often filled with mystery, but it's just as important as any wedding ceremony, if not more important. You only have one go at conducting a funeral, so it needs to be spot on. So I'm going to show you now how to do a form of service, which will include the various parts that you need to have in your service. First of all, we'll have music. Now, you choose three sorts of music, and we'll talk about that in a later module. As the mourners enter the chapel, it's always selected by the bereaved. Nothing is set in cement with music. A welcome and introduction is done usually by the celebrant. Some of the funerals can be extremely solemn. Others can be quite bright, colourful, depending on what the family have wanted. Choose a reading that is appropriate for that person. These are easily found on the web, and some of them can be extremely personal. Could be even a poem written by the person who's died. Could be their favourite reading. And then the eulogy. Now, this is the part that we talked about in Module 3, where you either as the celebrant read it out, or you have it presented by as many members of the family as possible. Could be a grandchild, could be a sibling, it could be somebody who's a great friend of the family. So find as many people to present as possible, but make sure you keep it really short. I've often seen tributes that go far too long by family and friends. It could be followed then by another reading, and then reflection time is usually where a PowerPoint presentation may be made, where you ask the audience to just think about what that person meant to you in your life. And then another reading. It could be anything from a favourite reading or the Lord's Prayer. And then the committal. And the committal is covered later in by presentation to you. And then we have some more music as the mourners leave the chapel. The celebrant always should greet the family immediately after the service before they leave the chapel, and then be there to say goodbye to all the mourners before leaving. Quite often the celebrant will be invited to the wake afterwards, refreshments, and that's really a compliment when that happens. So if you're learning to conduct a funeral for a family friend, obviously you'll be very much part of that following the service. So that completes the form of service. So the action steps, choosing music, welcome and introduction. Make sure the names that you have are right. Readings, good, appropriate readings. Tributes by family and friends. Reflection time, some music, PowerPoint preparation, and music once again. Those are the action steps that you need to take to complete this particular module.